With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas has collapsed and U.S. negotiators have returned home. President Trump says Hamas couldn't come to terms during the latest ceasefire negotiations.
I said, when you get down to 10 or 20, I don't think Hamas is going to make a deal because that means they have no protection. And basically, that's what happened. Hamas didn't want to make a deal.
I think
what's going to happen is they're going to be hunted down.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his government was considering alternative options to ceasefire talks with Hamas after Israel and the U.S. recalled their negotiators. Deportation flights from the so-called Alligator Alcatraz Immigrant Detention Facility in Florida have begun. Correspondent Haya Pinwani has more.
Governor Ron DeSantis said the first flights from the remote Everglades immigration lockup, known as Alligator Alcatraz, transferred about 100 detainees from the Immigration Detention Center to other countries.
The whole purpose is to make this be a place that can facilitate increased frequency and numbers of deportations of illegal aliens.
He added that two or three flights have departed from the site so far. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The Trump administration releasing billions of dollars in grants to schools for adult literacy, English language instruction, and other programs. President Trump's administration had withheld over $6 billion in funding on July 1st as part of a review to ensure spending aligned with the White House's priorities. Officials later said the department would release $1.3 billion of the money for after-school programs. A Southwest airline jet heading to Las Vegas from Southern California taking a dramatic plunge shortly after takeoff yesterday in response to an alert about a nearby plane. The FAA is investigating. This is SRN News. Slovenia legalizes assisted suicide. More from Michael Harrington.
The Central European nation will now allow people to take their own life with the help of a doctor, adding Slovenia to a growing list of nations where that practice is legal. The United Kingdom is in the process of approving assisted suicide, and here in the U.S., nine states and the District of Columbia have done so. Pro-life groups and disabled advocates oppose the practice, saying it can very quickly move from being optional to preferred for vulnerable people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In roughly 6 months, the 2026 Winter Olympics will open in Italy, and sports governing bodies around the world are making decisions on how to handle transgender athletes. So far, the U.S. Olympic Committee, the International Cycling Union, World Aquatics and World Boxing Organization, and the World Athletics Council have all banned males from competing against females. The NCAA, which governs many Olympic sports at the collegiate level, has also barred as well. This is SRN News. Attention, backyard grillers, beef prices have climbed to record highs. Here's John Scott.
And experts say don't expect much relief soon either. According to U.S. government data, the average price of a pound of ground beef rose to $6.12 in June, up nearly 12% from a year ago. The average price of all uncooked beef steaks rose 8% to $11.49 per pound. Beef prices have been steadily rising over the past 20 years because the supply of cattle remains tight, while beef remains popular. John Scott reporting.
United Health Group says it's cooperating with federal criminal and civil investigations involving its market-leading Medicare business. The healthcare giant said Thursday that it had contacted the Department of Justice after reviewing media reports about investigations into certain elements of its business. The Wall Street Journal has been reporting that federal officials had launched investigations into how the company records diagnoses that lead to extra payments for plans. This is SRN News.